In the Rockwell Ballroom, Seneca Harper counts off the opening numbers to Beyoncé's dance hit, Single Ladies.
5, 6, 7, 8, da, da.
The boylesque group Mod Carousel is rehearsing for an upcoming performance. This is the Seattle-based boylesque troupe's fifth trip to Alaska, and the dancers are preparing material never before seen in Juneau. During practice, Harper and his dancing counterpart look pretty normal in jeans and V-neck t-shirts. But come Saturday night, they will be almost unrecognizable. Wearing only rhinestone-emblazoned leotards, heels, and wigs, they will answer to the screams of a packed Juneau audience. But before Harper lit up the stage as his current persona, the Luminous Pariah, he starred in JDHS theater productions like The Wizard of Oz.
One really great thing about growing up in Juneau is it's a small Alaskan town, but there is a surprising amount of arts that come in here and that are cultivated here.
After high school, Harper moved to Seattle to study professionally at the Cornish College of the Arts. But during a break from school, Harper discovered burlesque and started Mod Carousel in 2009. Joining him were twin brothers and professional dancers, who go by their stage names Paris Original and Trojan Original. On stage, the three combine elements of comedy and cabaret to create routines that vary as widely as their stars. The traditional masculinity of Trojan Original, the exaggeratingly effeminate Paris Original, and the Luminous Pariah, who embodies both the masculine and the feminine. While they may wear frills and fake eyelashes on stage, these guys aren't pretending to be women. Boylesque uses dance and striptease to explore the boundaries of gender and sexuality. In contrast to drag, where the performer typically cross-dresses to develop a new character on stage, Harper says Mod Carousel is different.
What I present on stage is more of a persona. It's a shiny, shellacked version of who I actually am. I never really did fit into that box either of, well, this is super masculine and this is super feminine. Either you're, you know, a macho go-go boy or you're this drag queen with the hip pads and the fake boobs. And it's so a natural feeling to me. So I feel that there's this spectrum between hyper-masculine and ultra-feminine, and I lie naturally somewhere in the middle of that spectrum. So that's what I decide to present on stage.
And sometimes that presentation includes the Luminous Pariah pumping up the crowd to Macklemore's song Thrift Shop in a faux fur coat, sailor hat, and bejeweled Speedo. After a recent show, a crowd was gathering on the sidewalks outside of Rockwell, recounting what they had just experienced. Ben Lyman was one of the men who attended the show that night.
I just saw some really amazing boylesque. It's interpretive dance and a story told through a more risque form of dance. Some people connote it with striptease, but it's very different. It's a lot more artful, and sometimes you actually put your clothes on rather than taking them off.
Harper says he crafts the shows to be more than just entertainment.
And my goal with doing that is to not only promote the fact that, yes, this does indeed exist, but to hope that there are other people out there who see that and they're like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I feel like that too. That makes me feel more comfortable with who I am.
His partner, Paris Original, cites the group's ability to tell a range of stories on stage, giving some people what they might expect from a show like this.
And even some things they didn't know they wanted to look at.
In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.